The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops meets again today here in Washington. The bishops are completing work on their revised charter against sexual abuse. A large majority of them feel they have found a fair balance between providing justice for victims and protecting the right of due process for accused priests. But victims' rights groups say the bishops are backtracking on their promise to provide a consistently strong policy for removing sexually abusive priests from the ministry. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The bishops thought they had finished their work on the sexual abuse charter 6 months ago at their last meeting in Dallas, but the Vatican would not approve the charter without some changes. The bishops say the revisions they made are minor, and Bishop Joseph Galante of Dallas said the revised charter is as strong as ever.
We are here to protect young people and children. We are here to get out of ministry those priests or deacons or whoever will be a threat to them, and we're here to help to heal and minister to the victims. All of those goals are there. The norms in no way diminish from that. They strengthen that resolve and they continue.
But victims groups say the charter has now become too complicated, too secret, and leaves too much to the whims of individual bishops, whose poor choices created the crisis in the first place. David Clossie of the victims' rights group SNAP says those who have been sexually abused by priests are highly traumatized, and anything but a clear and impersonal path to justice is doomed to failure.
Abuse doesn't end until the victim comes forward. And if you set up a process that says to the victim, good luck, you're in for a tough road to hoe here, then victims will stay trapped in secrecy and silence and shame, and abusive priests will stay in ministry, and kids will still be at risk.
Perhaps the most vocal complaint is that the revisions to the charter reinstate a statute of limitations that would prevent the removal of abusive priests after a victim turns 28. Most victims don't come forward until well after that, but Bishop Galante says the revisions don't preclude prosecution of these cases. He says under church law, the Vatican will allow them to go forward by granting exceptions on a case-by-case basis.
Generally in civil law, if you want to change a law, you make another law. In church law, you keep the law, but you get a dispensation from it, an exception, a derogation. So what they're saying is, yeah, the statute of limitations is there. But for good pastoral reasons, it'll be lifted.
The Reverend Ryan St. Anne, a Benedictine monk who says he was sexually molested by other members of the clergy when he was 23, says no matter what the policy is, the bishops need to show greater compassion and worry more about their flock than they do about protecting the hierarchy.
Bishops have to start being bishops. They have to start being true shepherds of Christ. And if in fact that is what they are, then they will drop whatever it is, obstacles that they find standing in their ways. They will let their moral heart speak to them, and they will walk out and they will find all their lost sheep.
But to do that, the bishops will have to regain their lost credibility. And to do that, says David Clossie of SNAP, they'll have to take responsibility for the role some of them played in allowing the abuse to continue and grow.
The polls were abundantly clear after Dallas and have still been clear that Catholic lay people hold the bishops responsible for this problem, not the abusive priests, the bishops. And they believe that bishops who've covered this up, you know, need to step down, and not a single one has.
The bishops will not vote on the revised charter until tomorrow afternoon at the earliest, and victims groups are still trying to lobby for changes that would meet some of their concerns. But time is running short, and they say it seems increasingly clear that the bishops have already reached the final stages, and only a few final touches are likely before they vote. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.